I don't know where all my time went. I don't know how to define it. So tell me, how do I fight it? When it feels so wrong, it's on the tip of my tongue. It's every line in this song. The little things have been with me all along.
Wanna check levels?
They are checked.
Oh.
I did it.
I haven't done my testing yet.
We don't need to. You can do it.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm Sophie of The Usual Bet. I like diapers and being a big girl, and those seem contradictory, but I make it work.
I should keep that sound bite.
No! No!
Yes,
I was testing audio!
Yeah, I could just keep that sound bite forever, you know?
No! Oh, no! Okay, I have a thing I actually want to talk about.
You have a thing?
I have a thing.
A better thing than that thing?
I have been trying to improve my life. I think everyone should always be striving to better themselves and to grow as people.
I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah.
And I decided that the best way to do that is to set goals that I feel like I can accomplish and you know, become better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's this stuff that I learned in my psychology class called SMART goals. Do you know what those are?
No. I assume it's like a smart car where they're very, very small goals that break down after a very short amount of time.
It's almost the opposite of what they are. If you're looking to set goals in your life,
yeah,
SMART goals is a really good way to do that. You can Google it, but I forgot how to spell smart. S? Shut up. The S is for specifics. You want specific goals. You want measurable goals.
Okay.
You want achievable goals.
Okay.
You want reasonable goals. And you want time-bound goals. So those are smarts. Because if you take the first letter of all those words I just said, then you can make, it spells smart.
Explain.
Okay, so the word specific starts with an S, so you take the S, and then the word measurable starts with an M, so you take the M, and then the rest, they all spell smart, because they're smart goals for smart people.
I don't think I'm following.
Well, that's good, because actually, I was thinking that these seem like too much work.
Okay, wow.
Clearly, they are confusing to little babies, such as yourself, so I decided what I wanted to do. I'm writing a book. I'm writing a psychology book. It's called Psychology for Babies.
Okay.
And
is this a real one, or is this a fun regression realm one?
I think it'll only be purchasable in the regression realm.
Okay, that explains a lot.
I'm looking for representation in the. The
yeah,
normal,
okay, totally.
The,
okay,
the dry,
so,
the dry.
Yeah, one. I understand. So, psychology for babies.
Yeah, so I decided instead of smart goals, what you should have is a little is dumb goals.
I love that. Okay? That's way more understandable for
me. Yes. Each letter is still an acronym, but I feel like these ones will make a lot more sense.
Yeah,
to you.
Okay.
So, the D in your dumb goal, when you're creating a dumb goal, D is dependent. You want it to be dependent on someone else for success.
I was 100% sure D would be for diaper.
No, these are for goals. You can't have like a diaper goal. Like that's only going to cover goals when related to diapers.
Okay.
That's not what you want.
Yeah, dependent.
Yes. Yeah, so if you say I want to be potty trained, that's not a dumb goal. If you say I want my mommy to help potty train me, that's a dumb goal.
It's dependent on someone else for your success.
On your
support network.
Yes. You're depending on someone else to solve the problem for you.
Mm-hmm. That's why people are so insistent you need a good support network.
Yes. The second thing that a dumb goal should be is it should be unlikely. This is, SMART goals have something called reasonable, where you should pick a goal that seems like it is something
this
that
is,
you
This
you
is can, almost the exact opposite
or,
of that.
Or achievable or whatever. This is the opposite. Instead of having something that is achievable or reasonable, you want something that is completely unlikely to happen. Because the joy of a dumb goal is success should feel rewarding. If you manage to succeed at a dumb goal, you want that to feel like you've accomplished the impossible. Instead of, I want to go for a walk tomorrow, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, your goal should be, I want to climb Mount Everest.
Okay.
If instead of, I want to keep my bed dry tonight, it should be, I want to be out of diapers. Mm-hmm. Like, you want it to be unlikely, completely not possible.
Okay.
Okay. The third thing, the M in dumb, stands for messy. Instead of well-organized goals, this should just be, uh-huh, really frivolously organized.
Yeah, just kind of everywhere. Just drawn in crayon.
Yeah, like,
two pieces of paper, for example, stuck together.
Say you wanted to potty train, right? A smart goal might be like, okay, we're going to try to keep our diapers dry for three nights this week or something. But this is messy. We're going to stay dry.
Okay.
That's it. We're going to stay dry. It's completely, there's no organization,
just,
no
just
structure
absolutely just going to it.
It's just a messy, just a blanket statement.
No, okay? No forethought.
Right. And the last one for dumb goals, because, mm-hmm, this is the tricky one, so one people don't realize, there's a B on the end of dumb. You think that there's not, because it's not called dumba.
It's, yeah, oh, you're
it's
right.
Dumb. So
I often get confused, yeah, by that.
So, but there is. I looked it up online. Mm-hmm, went on into a dictionary. I went online to buy a dictionary, got the dictionary shipped to my house, and then opened the dictionary and looked it up. Didn't find it. And then did find it, and it's spelled D-U-M-B. Okay?
That sounds like you were following your dumb goals. You, yeah, sounded very successful in that.
Yeah, I was. So this one stands for baby.
Oh, that's very
whatever
surprising.
Whatever goal it is that you're doing, it should be baby.
It should
promote baby. Baby actions, baby, mm-hmm, feelings. Mm-hmm.
All things come back to baby.
Right. So these are dumb goals.
Okay, so what's the purpose of a dumb goal?
It's because sometimes smart goals are just too hard.
Just like an easier thing to do.
Smart goals are so much work. You have to like strategize them and plan them.
Yeah.
And I was finding when trying to better myself, they were too time consuming. I find it a lot easier to set goals that are dependent, mm-hmm, on others, mm-hmm, are unlikely, mm-hmm, to succeed, are messy in organization, and are baby, because that sounds fun.
Okay.
Like, these goals are way more interesting to me. And I've set so many of these goals since coming up with the system. I've set like hundreds of goals like this. I haven't accomplished any of them yet, but that's not the point. I've set the goals. That's
okay.
What matters.
You know what? I like this. I think I want to come up with a dumb goal.
Okay.
Okay. So I've been enjoying fall a lot recently, and that makes me think of like the desert and stuff, you know, and how there's not water in the desert.
Okay.
So I think I want to build a water park in the desert. If the desert doesn't have water, we should bring water to the desert. And then everyone can have fun.
Okay.
Everyone can have a great time.
This is fantastic.
Exactly.
However, it's not quite a dumb goal.
Oh, what's missing?
You said, I want to build a water park in the desert.
Yeah.
That's not dependent on others.
Okay, I want to get my mommy to buy me a water park to go in the desert.
There you go.
Perfect.
Okay,
thank
Absolutely.
You. I'm figuring it
yes.
out. I'm figuring out the path forward
That's
here.
That's dependent on others. Right. It is unlikely. It is messy in organization. And it is obviously baby because it's, you know,
it's a water park.
Right.
I think this is a great idea.
This sounds great.
Yeah.
Good goal.
Thank you.
See how easy that was?
It was
it's
fantastic.
So much better
and
than
now
these smart goals.
I'm excited to go to my desert water park.
Yeah.
That's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
I think everyone's going to have a really good time. And plus, now there's going to be water in the desert and people won't get dehydrated.
Yeah. It's a win, 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 win.
A classic win, 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 win.
Right.
Everybody wins.
Well, thank you for bringing the damp margin further into the regression realm.
Hi, Kimmy.
So I can get here.
Hi, Kimmy.
I have issues.
Oh.
With how I was presented last episode.
Okay. Kimmy, seeker of diapers?
No.
No.
I don't want to plunge your world, the dry world, the other world,
okay,
into the regression realm. Because I am not from the deepest levels of the regression.
Okay,
realm.
But to enter here, you did just come out of a portal of hypno spirals and baby rattles.
Yes. It was very
impressive. We watched
it. I had to get to where you are.
Yeah, in right. the damp margin. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So the portal has to make sense at the destination. If you saw where I was coming from.
Okay.
Yeah. It wouldn't make any sense.
Okay, so where are you coming from?
I feel like that's not right.
Yeah, that does feel wrong.
I feel where like are the you portal should show where you're coming from. Okay, yeah.
Do you really want to know where I was coming from?
Yes. Kind of. I'm intrigued.
It was Edge Playland.
Edge Play.
Yeah. You wouldn't like it there.
Hmm. Because there's so many sharp edges.
You're living
yes,
on,
that's it.
You're living on the edge.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
But this is my point.
Yeah.
I am not from the deepest layers of the regression realm. I am a Realmswalker.
Okay. Your problem is you were displayed as not being multifaceted enough.
Precisely.
Okay.
I want to plunge the dry world into kink.
Okay.
All of it. Everywhere kink.
You wanna she wants to start the kink blade war and restart the world bathe it in kink.
The way that the world is structured isn't good enough for you. You want to start the kink blade war in order to recreate the universe in your image and yeah. your liking.
Okay. The blade that I get from Edge Playland.
Yeah.
All right.
Blade from Edge Playland.
That makes sense. I do have one concern.
Why?
So a while back, I would say a week ago, you were put back in diapers. So that does seem kind of like a regression thing. How is your week in diapers going?
So I'd like to point out
that
this is just part of my very multifaceted.
Okay, but how is your week in diapers?
It's been so long. I've gone through so many diapers this week.
Okay, I want to take a second.
Does it feel like 3 weeks?
It really feels like it's been a month.
I want to step out of Weird. This bit for 1 second and let our listeners know this one is not a joke. Me and Sophie have continued Kimmy's Week in Diapers from what some might say several episodes ago up till today. Today is her 7th day, so she's getting out today.
Yay!
So
unless, of course, you're wet right now.
Yeah, that... But you like you wouldn't be.
Are you wet?
Yes.
Well, we can't let you out of diapers if you're just gonna wet.
Maybe
yourself.
One more day.
I've been wet
maybe
myself.
Another day. One more day. What
no,
do you think?
This is day 7.
Yeah, but clearly you're
How
not.
How many
ready.
Day 7s has it been?
Only one. It was day 6 for about a week. It was day 4 for about a week.
Yeah.
See, every day, Chloe would come down.
Uh huh.
From Betty Bye
yeah.
into my world of the working real.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'd hear, how's your day 4 going so far?
Would you be diapered when I came down?
50-50.
That's why.
That's why.
That's why. All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the usual bet and 18 up age play discussion podcast. Every week we make a bet. The loser is in diapers for the next episode. I am the big sister and counter extraordinaire, Sophie Elizabeth. Woo!
I am the baby sister and to no one's surprise, bet loser, Chloe Elizabeth. People love the gaslight. They love the gaslight. They love the gatekeep. They love the girl boss.
Who are you?
The girl boss.
You're the girl boss.
Yeah. I'm the villain. I have to be the leader of the evil organization. You're not going to go against just the henchman.
You need to understand some things really quick about this show, Kimmy. This is a baby podcast. And in baby content like Disney shows, the villain always loses. Comedically, often.
So yeah, okay. You can be the girl boss. That's your villain
wait,
name.
Wait, you remember my definition of the word brat, right?
Uh-huh.
Would you like to share it for the class?
No.
Oh,
you, no, but we remember. Don't I remember it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, who are you? You didn't say your name.
Oh. I am... Who am I? Who am I this week? I'm Kimmy.
Baby Pants.
Kimmy
no,
Baby Pants.
I'm pretty sure that was taken.
By who?
By Baby Pants.
Who's That's Baby Pants?
Keep up!
What about Baby Pants 99.99?
Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
XX Baby Pants XX99.99.
Now you're getting on my level.
Gosh. Do you guys have something you want to talk about this
week? So the definition of a brat is a submissive who wants to fight back
uh-huh.
but ultimately lose.
Yeah, that's your entire life.
I'm a brat.
So you're a Disney villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds great.
It's fun.
Okay. What's
I want to say really quick?
Yeah.
Before we get any further, I really enjoy gaslighting our listeners. However, wanting to emphasize mental health stuff and gaslighting being a bad thing, what we do is actually not gaslighting.
It's not gaslighting.
No.
Okay. What is it?
By definition, gaslighting is something that you do in order to, like, trick other people into, like, doubting reality.
Okay.
We have no intention of tricking anyone.
We just spout nonsense.
We feel like our silliness and our jokes are not... They're not meant to deceive.
I every time I make one of our silly fictitious jokes, I go really hard to make it seem as unbelievable as possible. I start saying some nonsense.
Dumb goals.
Yes.
Dumb goals.
And I include dumb goals in them so that people go, oh, this is a ha-ha. This is a funny joke.
This is from a regression.
Right? Yeah.
It's not gaslighting. We're just really good at playing pretend.
You're so right. Okay,
these are just pretends.
They're pretends.
Really nice pretends.
Really good pretends for funnies.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Did I want to talk about something? I feel like I did.
You gathered us all here today.
I gathered you all here today.
I want to talk about something.
This squadron of diaper girls. This coalition of crinkles.
Coalition of crinkles.
That's really good.
Whoa.
Kimmy's obviously diapered for Kimmy reasons.
Yeah.
I'm diapered today, actually.
Tonight. Are you?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you also the baby sister?
No.
Because she won. I missed the episode where you were both padded. The result of my winning the bet. Because I was getting carried around by Joe.
Yeah, that's true.
Working from a high chair.
Diapered the entire time for that 1 week.
Yes.
I'm exploring some more kind of... baby age play dom subby dynamics with our friend Ruka. This has been something we've been doing for a while.
For a very long while.
Yeah, but me and Lyra are both doing it with Ruka, but like taking on different roles. But we got into the point where sometimes she'll be like, I just want you in diapers today, or I want you to wear a diaper to bed. And then I'm like, pout, pout, no.
Pout,
no,
pout, whine.
I can't, no, that's, you don't, I'm such a not diaper girl. I'm so big girl. You can't.
And I'm big girl.
She's like, do it. And I'm like, okay. But so, yeah. I really, okay. This is going to seem super weird, but since I started living with Lyra, I feel like I wear fewer diapers.
No, it's not weird. I swear we've talked about this before, but like with even living with Liv, I wear fewer diapers. It's there was no opportunity cost when it was just me in my room. I could just put a diaper on whenever I wanted.
Right.
But now it feels like there's a bit of an opportunity cost. Like there's a bit of like momentum I have to build. I have to talk to Liv. It makes sense to ask her to change me. And suddenly, or if she's in the room, there's all these knock-on effects that like gum up the works, you know?
Yeah. And like changing myself, diapering myself is a lot less common.
Exactly.
Now that Lyra's in my life.
So why wouldn't you just ask your partner to do it, right?
But then that's barriers I have to overcome in order to get to that point. And sometimes she's not feeling it, so then maybe even if I do want to be in a diaper instead of just putting one on myself, I'm like, oh, well, I guess I shouldn't. So
then,
I actually wear fewer diapers now that we are living together.
This has been
a consistent thing since we started living together, like, you know, almost a year ago. It's just a little bit less. So now we're doing this thing, and like Lyra and I are both littles, so it can also be kind of a thing of like, well, who should wear a diaper tonight, or should we both wear diapers tonight? And we actually don't usually both wear diapers at the same time. It's like not super common,
except for sex.
Well, yeah, but, yeah, it's just our littly spaces are not little space, but like
yeah, no,
our space where we play in that regard is very different. She's very, like, she's really baby. Like, she's really baby, and I'm really bratty. Mm-hmm. And my brattiness and her babiness don't really go well together, because I don't want to baby her, and she doesn't want to, like, shut me down and, you know,
bully
me. So it doesn't, there's not a good
mesh there.
Yeah. So more often than not, it's like I'm babying her or she is babying me, but we're very, very rarely literally together.
Same instance, yeah.
If I'm feeling genuinely little, then yeah, we can be little together, and that's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. However, diapers are tertiary at best for my actual littleness. It doesn't really matter if I'm, you know,
yeah,
that way, dressed up in a diaper, baby girl clothes, if I'm feeling actually little. So I don't know. It's just this, it doesn't happen as often as you would think. Two people who are both little dating and sleeping in the same bed every night. It doesn't happen as often as you'd think.
Totally.
So when we started playing with Ruko a little bit, and Ruko's like, oh, I kind of want to take on this role, and she treats us both very differently, because when we're littly, we are different. I'm more bratty, and Lyra's more, you know,
soft
baby, wants just passive attention and, you know, taken care of. So we kind of have different roles, but having this external force, mm-hmm, that is not Lyra just be like, hey, I want you in a diaper tonight for bed, means that I'm wearing more diapers, which I really enjoy doing.
I'm really glad. That's cute.
And then even if Lyra's not feeling like, oh, I don't really want to engage in stuff like that, I'm like, oh, I, instead of me feeling almost selfish, like, oh, I want to be in a diaper tonight, it's like, oh, like, Ruka says I have to
be. You've got, like, external permission, you know? Yes. Like, even if you didn't need it.
And not just permission, nudge, but motivation.
Yes.
Like, it overcomes a lot of personal obstacles to have someone else just be like, no, that's going to happen for you now. And mm-hmm, even if I'm like, ugh, no, I really don't want to, I'm also at the same time like, oh, but that is kind of the role that I have with her, and I should,
yep.
Like, I kind of, like, I actually, even if I don't want to, I also do want to, and
I totally understand.
So I'm in a diaper today, even though I won the bet and I'm the big sister. I'm still wearing one because I was,
even though you won the bet and are the big sister, there is no real proof that that's true, because everyone in this room is in diapers.
That's true.
No, there is proof.
If someone were to examine this room, they'd be like, huh, who's the big sister? Well, it's not Kimmy, obviously. And then they would be like, Chloe? Oh, no, she's diapered. Oh, Sophie? No, she's diapered. Oh, I guess there is no big sister.
All right, so hold on. Say you have three girls in diapers, yes, right? How do you tell which one's the biggest?
What game do they want to play?
Kingdom Hearts, obviously.
You're the biggest. She wants to play Nerf War. I want to play with blocks.
How do you tell? Looking at three girls in diapers. Oh. How do you tell who's the biggest?
Oh. Well, I'm in fox pajamas.
And you're sitting on the floor. And so I'm that's sitting a on the no. floor.
But what kind of immediate things do you think of? You look at three girls in diapers, what way do you differentiate?
It's like, what paraphernalia do they have?
Paraphernalia, okay.
And I see why I've lost, and I can say that in a minute. Kimmy's is fox PJs, right?
Yeah.
If they had a pacifier, oh, that's an indicator of someone, like, younger, a wrist rattle is younger.
Mm-hmm, yep. Or, like, any baby clothes like the fox PJs, yes. I definitely agree with.
Unfortunately, I have trapped myself here.
Oh.
I brought in my blankie.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Which I feel like you maybe noticed, and we're building towards.
I did, but it was actually more making commentary on the fact that you weren't wearing pants.
Oh, that's where you were building towards.
Yeah, like the fact that I have pants on, but you don't have pants on. Your diaper's just on full display. Yeah. If you saw three girls in a lineup, one of them is in, like, normal clothes, one of them is in fox pajamas, and one of them doesn't have pants on.
Yeah. My diaper's covered.
Yeah,
that is true.
So am I bigger than Chloe right now?
Kimmy, you're you.
I'm not asking you.
I think maybe externally. But let me tell you how I would differentiate who is the biggest.
All right, tell me.
It is What diaper are they wearing?
What's the biggest?
I think plain diapers or medical diapers are the biggest. And then I think
is that
more
that's
baby
what you're wearing?
Or, it is what I'm wearing. But I think the more plain a print is, the kind of more bigger it is. And then the more baby the print gets.
Okay.
Then I'm still winning.
Okay, what are you wearing?
Space.
That's so baby. What are you talking about? Space is like the most baby diaper.
It's not positionally printed.
It doesn't need to be.
Mm. Well, what's Chloe wearing?
Not positionally printed. I'm wearing one of the Velcro hoop Bambino like carnival. I don't know. It's like a circus kind of vibe. So, but I've got the hook and loop for easy takeoff, Kimmy.
You got
unlike
cutesy
you
little animals on
Kimmy,
yours.
Look at your diaper.
But yours is that all over blue, and hers is white with like a few things on it.
Mm-hmm.
Their babyer thing.
I would say that your two things maybe are tied, but
hook and loop
or space hook and loop.
No.
I think hook and loop diapers
is a little bit more mature.
Are just touch more mature.
It's like 0.2 more mature, but it's more mature.
I actually deeply prefer sticky tape.
Because
you're
a little baby.
Well, yeah.
You're
a little baby. Then once it's on, it's on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for me.
All right.
So I
feel trounced.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm still the big sister, still the biggest in this room. But yeah, it's nice to have someone else kind of tell you to do those things.
I agree.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
One, how does that mesh, this revelation, how does that mesh with the middle space that you kind of found yourself thrust in recently?
Middle space?
Yeah. You were the babysitter.
Yeah.
Sitting with a book.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about that. So, what I just said about someone telling me to go put a diaper on, even if it's not like a whole baby scene or whatever, that still puts me in a diaper for the day, and I really like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is sometimes how I am with Lyra. I will baby her, but I often don't have a ton of energy for that. A lot of the times I'll just be like, hey, go upstairs, go put on a diaper.
Uh-huh.
And then she will, and then she'll come down, and I'll kind of like, you know, baby her a little bit, but I don't make a whole thing of it. I don't go change her. I don't dress her up. That is sometimes how I handle it. And it's super low cost of entry, really easy to do. And I know that she gets something out of it because I would get something out of that as well. But recently I did dress her up pretty baby.
Mm-hmm.
Very baby.
Yeah. Kimmy said early in the day, she said, tonight I want to go in the nursery and be baby.
Mm-hmm. She wants to play with her new language play toys.
I said specifically preschool.
Preschool.
Yeah, she did.
And I, at the time, wasn't sure how I'd feel. I was writing all day, and writing can either kind of exhaust me or it can make me feel kind of little.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know how I was feeling.
You didn't know where the wind would blow.
But I said to Kimmy, yeah, okay, we can do that. And if I don't want to be baby, I'll just baby Lyra instead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when the time came, I was actually feeling a little nauseous because I forgot to eat lunch. So it was like evening, late evening, and I hadn't eaten. So I'm like, oh, I'm super not feeling baby.
Yeah.
So took Lyra upstairs, dressed her up, got her really cute, got her in some cute pajamas. No, play clothes. I got her in play clothes. I did her hair, put her hair in pigtails. And then brought her downstairs to play with Kimmy in the nursery. At the preschool, sorry.
At the preschool.
The preschool.
And Kimmy had, like, Japanese children's shows on the TV, which we talked about in the other episode, where you want to do more, like, Japanese things.
It's fantastic.
And you got these little Japanese toys to play with in, like, little, like, the little buttony press ones that you said that you wanted to get, which you seemed to have a blast with.
I did.
But the first thing I did was give both Lyra and Kimmy their Nendoroids, which they have had for ages and just have never unboxed or played with. So I let them play with them, which is probably a little above both of your age range.
Perfect.
But yeah.
I think it's a good, like, entry thing to do, like a good like middle ground between like adult headspace and literally like childish headspace. It's a gateway drug.
Right. And I also figured Chloe might probably participate, and then Liv would be kind of big-ish for that whole thing. But Chloe wasn't feeling it, so
I was not feeling baby at all. Right. Sadly,
that's fine.
So it was just me and Lyra and Kimmy. And then when Pudding came home, I thought, oh, she might kind of engage a little. She didn't. So it was literally just me and Lyra and Kimmy. Mm-hmm. And I was the grown-up here, which is kind of a little weird.
No, Pudding hit the nail on the head. You were the teenage babysitter.
Yes. What I wound up doing, other than getting them the toys that they wanted to play with, mm-hmm. I filled their bottles. I reminded them to drink their bottles. I checked in maybe once every 20 minutes of, oh, how's that going? And, oh, well, what's this do? And blah, blah, blah. And ask, you know, generic questions. Mm-hmm. And then for, I think, like 4 hours, all I did was sit on like a nearby bed in view of them and read a book. That's it. It was great.
It was great. I thought it was great.
How did you like that? How did you like that experience?
I'm not a big.
Totally.
And I'm not good at being a big, and I don't want to be a big. Engaging with littles from the big perspective is kind of exhausting to me. Not that fun. And I don't really want to do it. So this was a really, really fun way to have Lyra be baby, me be in charge of her, and still not be constantly engaging with her.
Absolutely.
And I got to mooch.
I don't think that's necessarily the case, because she said from the beginning that this was kind of her plan. Like, it wasn't like, Kimmy, you were there while this was happening. You were involved in this.
I felt really loved.
Good.
Because I don't ask for things a lot of the time, mm-hmm. which is, you know, self-love problems. And the fact that I did, and then it was not even me that was like, okay, we're going down to the nursery, we're going to play preschool.
Yeah.
Like, I believe Sophie began mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
I was the first one down.
Because it was kind of late, and I'm like, oh, hey, weren't we doing that thing?
Yeah, like, we should get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I had a great time.
I'm really glad. I think this is a great example of how, even if you're like partner or friend or whoever you want to play with isn't little, they can still have a way to like play with you in that space and facilitate your joy. And you could do that for other people too. Like it's so easy to facilitate other people's joy, even if you're not like perfectly filling the roles that they might desire in their life, you know? Right.
Well, they're perfectly filling their diapers.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. We'll see that one.
But I think it was a really perfect example of that. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It is not a middle space thing for me. It was not.
I was curious.
Age play at all.
You're just vibing.
It was. I definitely had a babysitter role, not a parental role. Mm-hmm. Which is good, because that's what I wanted. It was a good time. I had fun. I had fun, and I knew that I was bringing both Lyra and Kimmy some joy.
Lots.
Lots. I'm really glad.
That was great. We were two toddlers sat in front of the TV and mm-hmm. left alone.
Yeah.
Like, that was my childhood. And I was watching Japanese nursery rhymes and things like that. And I'm trying so hard to read the Japanese text at the bottom. I'm trying so hard. It's taking all of my brain power, because I don't know the language. And mm-hmm. I barely know the alphabet, essentially.
We know you barely know your alphabet.
Yeah, I know.
And then I asked Kimmy once, like, what's your favorite word that you learned? And she's like, oh, it's... And then paused. And she's like, it's, And then she, like, totally crashed and had to go back to her little board and find the word for squirrel. And then... click it, hear it again, and then say it to me. And
that's the most baby ever.
Little dumb baby.
I can't remember the word now.
Because you have to go back to preschool.
I am completely okay with this.
I remember coming in at one point because I was in the other room, like watching TV because I wanted to do like parallel kind of hangs. Like, I didn't want you guys to be totally alone. And I came in and there was a tomato on the screen. I'm like, Kimmy, what's the word for that? And you're like, I don't know. And you're like, I'm like, you don't even know tomato. And then you're like, it's not tomato. And then it played the word, which is like tomato or something like that.
Tomato.
Yeah, and you were obliterated.
Yeah. I could read those letters.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not tomato. It's ta-ma-to. Oh, no.
It was really funny.
It was really fun. I had a good time. I think in that kind of low energy state, that babysittery vibe is super my speed. As long as I don't have to actively engage too much with littles, I think that this is a role I could perform.
Heck yeah.
You are perfect. You are absolutely wonderful. Every now and again you go, Kimmy, you're not drinking your bottle. And I roll my eyes at you and I would drink some, which I loved.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. Also, you did not drink a lot of your bottle.
I don't drink water.
It was so hard for me to get you to drink your bottle.
I don't like water.
Sucks. That sucks for you. Gotta drink your bottle.
Which I did. That's probably more water than I drink in a day normally.
That's terrifying.
Okay. Oh, says you.
Yeah.
Monster girl.
There's water in Monster.
There is water in Monster.
There's water in the soda that I usually drink too.
Okay. I want to make a bet, I think. I have one. I'm ready and I'm locked and I am loaded.
You're loaded? Do I need to go ask your mommy?
Kimmy, I will go and lock you in that nursery for 12 hours until your diaper is ruined.
Bet.
What's your bet?
Okay, I'm curious what people's favorite caregiver vibe is. If it's like a baby sister or like a mommy or daddy.
Baby sister?
I said babysitter.
No, you sure didn't.
Yes,
I
did.
Real little Freudian slip there.
Yeah.
Okay, is it babysitter or mommy and daddy? I'm very curious what people's like favorite of those two is.
So it's really hard to lump mommy and daddy into one category because you've got soft caregiver, you've got strict caregiver.
What do you want from me? I'm just going off basic tropes.
I would argue
basic concepts.
Step away from the conventional mommy and daddy type.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something else other than babysitter?
I'm not sure. Is there?
Older sibling.
Older sibling. Okay, older sibling.
One I heard at CAP one time was Scoutmaster.
Oh, that's cute. For like it was probably a little Scouts thing, Kimmy.
Probably. And
I think there's like a lot of teacher.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Teacher. Ooh.
What like authority figure do you prefer? I think is the bet that we're kind of building here.
Okay. What authority figure other than the traditional conventional mommy daddy archetype?
Okay.
Do you prefer?
Yeah, I've got mine. I'm ready.
I'm not gonna like mine.
What?
You're not going to like
mine. I'm curious, though. Okay, Chloe, what's yours?
Okay, I think my favorite is babysitter. I love the concept. It's so fun. I think it's such a good... I think this third party going, oh, yeah, you're a dumb little toddler in need of care. Like, yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'm not invested in you, but like... Well, you're a child. Of course I'll take care of you. I think that's very, like, reinforcing. You know what I mean?
Yep, for sure.
Okay.
I don't really like babysitter too
really?
Much. I do sometimes if you're getting the vibe that I'm kind of looking for. I can see me really being into babysitter vibes. And also Lyra does a really good babysitter vibe because she's just by definition inattentive. So she makes a very good babysitter. And I think she does a good job, and we have ways of kind of working that in. But I think my favorite is something like a teacher or a mentor. Someone with a little bit more power over me, but with more investment than a babysitter would have.
That makes sense.
Like, and I feel like that gives me a little bit more leeway for bratting. When someone's in the position of being your babysitter, I feel like you're already at such of a disadvantage that your bratting stuff, or I guess my bratting stuff in this case, doesn't hold as much weight. You don't have as much that you can complain about.
That's fair.
Or whatever. But yeah, I don't think babysitter lends into my bratting as much as something
it
like
just
a,
doesn't click.
Like a teacher, mentor, like someone, my senior a little bit, like upperclassman or something.
Upperclassman, like, kindergarten teacher, those kinds of vibes? Or are you looking for something? Are you really honing on that, like an upperclassman kind of vibe?
Senpai.
It's a little bit more mentor mentee, I think.
Okay, interesting.
Senpai.
Someone who's like one class above you in something. Not specifically school, but like, you know, they're your almost like your boss kind of, but not in like a professional way, like in a personal way.
That's fair.
So I'm gonna go with mentor is my word.
As your preferred authority figure?
Yes.
All right.
So I know mine.
Yeah.
And I knew it pretty quickly. And I also know that Chloe's gonna hate it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm curious if you two can guess what I'm gonna say.
No, I can't. If you think I'm gonna hate it, I have no idea. Thing. Yeah, that's where I go. If I'm gonna hate it, some kidnapper. Obtusely violent.
Got it in one.
Yeah, got it. Kidnapper is pretty hot.
All right.
I'm super into kidnapping vibes.
Yeah. Okay.
I've had role plays
for
of, like,
our authority figure bet. We've got babysitter, mentor, and kidnapper.
Yes.
Those are our three pillars here of which this foundation is built of this bet.
Yes.
All right. Usual bet. Kimmy.
I'm not winning this one.
You're not winning this one.
I don't know. Just look at the stories that are written. There's a lot of little kidnappy stories, you know?
All right. Usual bet?
Usual bet.
All right. Did we do an episode?
Yeah, all right. I think we're good.
Okay.
No, actually, wait.
What do you mean, wait?
I had made a new song.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I may have heard some rumblings about this.
I waited until the very end of the show. So only all of our special people who actually
listen to us. Our special full episode listeners.
Instead of only listening to the first 10 minutes I imagine most people do. Because it takes them 10 minutes to get to their destination, then they forget about the show.
Yeah, of
now,
course.
Only like the super fans who listen to the entire show are going to be able
they
to
get the secret song drop. What is this your like 12th song or something?
I don't understand. This is...
album drop.
Everyone needs a talent, and this is mine. I don't know.
Making ABDL parodies?
I don't know why this is the magic power I was given.
Yeah.
Like, of all things that I could be good at, ABDL parody songs is not the thing that I would have chosen on my character select screen, but that's what I got. That's what I wound up with.
I'm singularly happy that it's not a duet for once. I don't want to sing today.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. This is, I would say, maybe my most obscure song, but I did one from, like, Hilda, so that's probably more obscure.
I love this song. I think everyone should listen to this song. Although, I think every time you said, oh, it's an obscure song, I've said, I love that song, everyone should listen to it. So maybe that doesn't carry that much weight.
We have the same music taste. Yeah, that's true. The exact same songs.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, this is a parody of the song Hating Stuff by Ian McConnell, who's a TikTok YouTube boy.
It's an incredible song.
It's a great... All of his songs are incredible.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't know who this is, I definitely recommend going and listening to the song Adult and the song Hating Stuff.
You know.
Because, like, Adult is literally about how, like, you're not ready to be an adult.
Yep.
And I super vibe with that. But I love Hating Stuff because its message is all about, like, I'm tired of just, like, hating things in life. Like, why am I not appreciating the things that I enjoy? It's super obscure, but I really love this song and I wanted to capture the vibe of it, and I wanted to do a fast song, so I chose this one. I really, really like Ian McConnell's songs and his work. So
they're great.
I'm really glad that like the internet and things like TikTok and YouTube have provided space for like artists to make something that is very unique. Don't have to worry about like record labels and trying to deal with the music industry in order to just make music,
make content
and survive.
So yes, and it's so cool. I love it so much. Yeah, so that's the song. Now, one might think the song is called Hating Stuff. The obvious follow-up to this would be Baby Stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right? Where my mind went.
Yeah. I didn't think of that till I was done with it. So that's my bad.
So have you heard this?
The original or the parody?
The parody.
I don't believe I have.
That's exciting.
Okay, awesome. All right. Okay. I like playing Play-Doh with my friends, like trying to dress in the cutest trends, like having family found online too kind to tease when I play pretend, like shopping H-Play on Etsy, a clearance sale at LKB, like buying diapers by the case and getting to waive the shipping fee. I'm really into baby bottles now, like color flow into my mouth, like when a Pessy can ease my doubt, like that I talk to myself out loud, like making all my plushies proud, like that I've turned my life around. I don't know why I've been spending so much time just growing up, focused on my life and flux, missing out on all this stuff, think I've had enough growing up. It's like wearing diapers and onesies, like being prompted to say please, like when I get a gentle head pat from an adult making decrees, like having sex that helps me bond, like having sex with just a wand, like getting asked a simple question and knowing how to respond. I'm really into making bass episodes, really into giving up my phone, really into children's TV shows, really into cutesy baby clothes, really proud that I can suck my toes, really proud of this whole life I chose. I don't know why I've been spending so much time just growing up, focused on my life and flux, missing out on all this stuff, think I've had enough growing up. I know it's impossible to ignore. Sometimes I have to be mature. As I grow and change, the world will give me new things to explore. Love and light and so much else that I'm excited for. But just because I'm growing doesn't mean that I am growing up. Focused on my life and flux, missing out on all this stuff, think I've had enough growing up. Growing up. Focused on my life and flux, missing out on all this stuff, think I've had enough growing up, think I've had enough of growing up.
Woo! That was so good.
Thanks.
I melted a little when you said make my plushies proud. I was like, oh my God.
So you were really focused on the phone and like the lyrics and stuff like that. Kimmy's face through that whole song was such a fun roller coaster to watch. Like, when he said the thing about the wand, she was like, ah, it was so cute. She was jamming to the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. You had some very clever rhymes in there.
Thank you.
I think that's very proud a banger. Of this one. When is the album dropping?
Yeah, you know.
You can't just say that.
Yeah, you know.
You were at critical mass of songs, like Kimmy's diaper is at critical mass.
Wow.
Not yet. But by tonight, yeah. That's why. Okay. We were watching a movie last night. And yeah. Everybody's like, Kimmy, get on the couch. No! I was going to leak! I wasn't taking chances!
You're an adult. But yeah, album, song, incredible.
Yeah, okay. So if you want to support us on Subscribestar, you can do so by joining subscribestar.adult/Sophie and Pudding.
Where?
Subscribestar.adult/Sophie and Pudding.
And if you want to petition Sophie to release an album, send in your letters, make your voices known at theusualmailbox@gmail.com.
Do you want to really know how to do it?
Yeah.
Bribe Jazzy. If you bribe Jazzy, then Jazzy will bother Sophie.
Yeah.
Be like, I got paid for this, so now we have to
and then
do
social
it.
I have a convention.
Husband Hotel song. I don't need to bribe Jazzy. Okay. Anyway, that's our show. So thank you, Mimi, for helping with our theme song. Thank you, Juice, for a wonderful cover art. You can find it at subscribestar.adult/juiceboxart. Shame on Kimmy for wanting to trigger the Kink Blade War.
You'll like it when it's over.
You can find her at bebo-kimmy.tumblr.com.
Shame on you, Kimmy.
Okay, that's it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.